That is going to end us with that. That was a very good lesson. Our Christian freedom. That was very instructive on instruction on Christian freedom and how we should treat one another, especially those of our weaker brothers and sisters. Because we tend to overlook them, and sometimes, you know, we have leaders and pastors and teachers who tend to overlook our weaker brothers and sisters, and they be so prideful, some of them, and they just speak, but we have to be careful in how we dialogue to those who are, you know, new believers. You know, we have to be careful. We got to carry them, you know, under us, and we have to carry them, you know, be loving towards them and talk to them in a way and treat them in a way that will bring them more closer to Christ, but not turn them away. Because sometimes we could forget, we tend to forget, you know, and not realize that our actions, you know, we are the example, and our actions can cause them to stumble. So we have to be careful. We want to bring them closer to Christ. We don't want to lead them astray or have them abandon their relationship with Christ. We want them to grow stronger in Christ and to get closer to Him. So we want to do everything in love, you know, because God is love. So we want to practice that. So with saying that, that's going to end this episode tonight. It was very good. So our next one, we're going to be discussing in the next episode. We're going to discuss, I'm going to bring to you how to pray for other Christians. We're going to talk about that. So with saying that, I want to say thank you guys for joining me tonight. I hope this helps you and bless you in any way. I'm sure you can take something from it, and just remember how to treat each other. You know, and you know how to treat each other in love. And we want to be the example, you know, because God is our example. So we have to be the example to others, and remember them. We don't want to have our brothers and sisters stumble. We want to encourage them and uplift them and love them. And, you know, that's just how we should be as Christians, and not take advantage of the Christian freedom that we have, you know. So we got to remember that, and we want to practice that in everything we do. We want to practice that. So may the words of our mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I want to thank you. And everyone have a good night.